Aloha, I'm Pastor Rich, and before we start the countdown and get everything rolling, I wanted to first say how happy we are to have you here at Church Online today. We are enjoying a brand new interface that allows you to enjoy this service better whether you're on a computer or on a mobile device. We recommend that you fully engage in the service and in the relationships you're about to encounter here to make your Church Online experience as fulfilling and as rich as it can be. Say hi to your friends in chat. Introduce yourself to new people. Let us know how you're doing with the communication card. And ask for prayer from the live prayer team. And of course, fully participate in worship. If you do that, you can't help but be better for it at the end of our time together. So let's get this service started. Welcome to New Hope Central Oahu Online.
Aloha, everyone. Aloha, New Hope Mililani. We want to welcome you to service today.
We're so glad that you've joined us, and we hope that you enjoy worshiping God together from our homes.
And so we're going to prepare to enter into a time of worship and praise. So just invite the Lord's presence into your living room or wherever you're gathered. Let's prepare our hearts to worship Him together. Here we go.
1, 2, 3.
Gathered in your name, calling out to you. So high and exalted, glorious. to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Jesus, we choose to worship you. In the midst of this terrible pandemic, we still choose to lift you up. And you are in control of all that's happening in this world. And we know that you are caring, loving, and almighty God to carry us through these uncertain times. And you say to us, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right arms. God, you are almighty to be with us, and we don't need to fear because you've got us. You've got us in your arms. And God, we trust in you right now. And we pray for all those who are fearful and worried and upset during these uncertain times that you would be there for them and remind them that you have not forgotten them. And God, we pray for all those essential workers who are going to work every day. We thank you so much for providing for them. But we also want you to protect them, Lord. We also want to pray for our first responders who are out there. We want to also pray for our medical workers who are on the front lines of caring for people. Would you protect them and be a shield among them? And God, you are also our provider. And in the midst of so many losing their jobs, so many furloughed and unemployed, Lord, we trust, Lord, that you are our provider by your very name. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And your word says, and my God will meet all your needs according to your glorious riches in Christ Jesus. We trust you that you will meet all our needs. We stay steadfast in you. And God, I pray for all who are trying to call in to get their unemployment insurance, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you would open the door so they would get in, Lord. I pray for great patience, Lord, as they wait upon you to see you provide through that means. And Lord, we pray for our leaders, not only for our government leaders, for Lord, for our church leaders, Lord. And you say in your word, trust in you with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge you and you will direct our path, Lord. Acknowledge or submit to you, Lord. And we submit ourselves to you and acknowledge that you're the one that can guide us. You're the one that can lead us out, Lord. I pray for wisdom, Lord, in this area, Lord, especially for us church leaders to now lead, Lord, in this new reality. Lord, I pray, Lord, that we would still be the church to direct and guide and be that shining bright light to those around us. And we pray all these things in the mighty and amazing name of Jesus. Amen. Would you agree with that prayer? Now, we are now doing church in such a different way. More than ever, we want to so engage with you. And although we're not meeting and setting up church in the same way week to week, and I just want to share with you about a praise report. From one of our volunteers in our one of our biggest ministries, our Ambiance and Levites ministry. We got a call from one of our volunteers' wives. And he said that my husband, you know, Jeff is his name, was admitted to the hospital. And he was having a difficult time breathing and, you know, it was just a simple cold that kind of gone rogue. And so he was admitted and we followed up and one thing led to the other and he got worse. In fact, so much so that he was now in the ICU and he had to be vented. And all indications showed that he had the coronavirus. And so they did some tests, and fortunately, it came back negative, and he didn't have the coronavirus. Unfortunately, he still was in the ICU, still vented, and he developed blood clots in his lungs. And so at that time, we got the prayer team activated, and they were praying. And we contacted the leader of our Levites and Ambiance team, so Robin Watanabe of our Ambiance and Boise Chong of our Levites, and they rallied the troops together, and they started up this meal train. And those in the ministry just rose up and signed up, and not only delivered meals, but they gave generously to this family in need, because he just lost his job prior to this pandemic, and needed some help. And I just want you now to watch this video and see the praise report of how God showed up mightily in this family's life. Now watch this.
Just wanted to give you guys a quick update. I know a lot of you have been tracking with us. I appreciate that very much. As I think you know, on Thursday the 9th, I think it was, I went into Queens West with shortness of breath. I'm even feeling a little bit of it now. And they decided to put me on the COVID protocol and put me on the ventilator. So 2 days of that, I think that was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Thursday evening, Friday, and Saturday. I woke up Saturday morning when it looked like things had passed a little bit. And it was very heartwarming to as soon as I got my phone and was texting with Helen, right away, I could see that the church had basically encircled the family. And so that was very humbling and very, very appreciated. And she shared how both in support and the meals and other monetary support, it was just overwhelming and very comforting to hear. As quite frankly, at that time, I still had many tubes here, and everywhere else. So appreciate all the support you guys had for us there. It really meant a lot to the family, as it continues to do. I was able to come home, thankfully, on Saturday, but the worst is through. And with the help of the skilled doctors and the appreciative people and your prayers and thoughts, it really has made it much easier to get through.
So I just want to say a big aloha and mahalo for everything that you guys have done for us this week and last week. We certainly do appreciate it so, so much. It was so comforting to me to see people come to our houses and dropping off food and the monetary donations as well. We're so, so grateful to everyone. And we will be sure to repay it any way we can. So thank you so, so much from the bottom of our hearts.
And so through this event, but only through your participation and only through your reaching out and circling around us, can we have that experience. So I really appreciate that.
For all of you who responded, thanks so much for being Jesus to this family. Isn't it amazing, especially how God showed up for this family? And did you catch what Helen says? She says this, what can we do to pay back all that generosity? Well, Helen, God's answer is this, no can and no need. Because that's our Jesus, just receive. We can never pay him back for all that he has done for us. We can just be grateful. And maybe one thing we can do is to pay it forward and be a blessing to others, especially those in need. Speaking of that, someone in our very church donated $1,000 to a needy family in our campus, but they didn't stop there. They decided to donate $1,000 to a family in each of our campuses, $3,000. That person paid it forward and was a blessing to others. Isn't that amazing how God shows up even in the midst of these terrible times? Now, I want you to hear from our amazing online pastor of our New Hope Spark Ministries, Pastor Rich, as he shares more announcements. Pastor Rich.
Aloha. I'm Pastor Rich, and we are pleased to have you join us here today at New Hope Central Wahoo Online, especially if this is your first time here. We'd love the opportunity to get to know you better. And so to do that, we invite you to fill out our online communication card. It's easy to do. It just takes 30 seconds. And it's an opportunity for you to tell us about yourself and ask for prayer requests and get more information about the church. As you're doing that, let me tell you about a new fund that we have set up here specifically to help those struggling during this COVID-19 crisis. The church has been getting inquiries about how they can help financially to support those who are connected to the church but having problems during this crisis. And if that resonates with you, we have set up a benevolence fund for each of our NHCO campuses. And if you wanted to help but you can't be on Aloha team and you can't sew a mask, then perhaps this is an option. To give, all you have to do is to go to the normal giving system that you're used to, but change the fund from the tithe to the benevolence fund of the campus you want to give to. And don't forget, there are lots of other ways and opportunities to connect with your Church Ohana throughout the week. Celebrate Recovery Wahiwa meets on Monday nights at 7 p.m. on Facebook. Haliva hosts Tuesday Night Worship on Instagram on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. And New Hope Wahiwa has Worship Wednesdays every Wednesday night on Facebook at 6:30 p.m. And of course, Ohana groups meet throughout the week, and so there's lots of ways for you to stay connected to your New Hope Central Oahu Ohana. For more information and about that or anything else you see happening at New Hope Central Oahu, visit our website, nhcohawaii.org. Well, now it's time to continue in our worship through giving. Now, if you're new to New Hope Central Oahu, then please consider this service as our gift to you. But if you do consider New Hope Central Oahu your home church, then we encourage you to give as the Lord leads. How? You can use the Give button on the top of the page. You can use the Give with PushPay button on the top of our website, nhcohawaii.org. Or you can text NHCO to 77977 and follow the prompts. All right, let's pray for the offering. Lord, thank you so much, Lord, for your provision for us, God. We understand that everything we have has come from you. And so, Father, Lord, in this act of faith, as we just give back a portion of what you've given us back to you and your kingdom, we just ask that you would use it to build your kingdom, both in our community and in our hearts. Father, thank you so much for these gifts that we're able to return to you, God. Use them for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, well, now we have a special treat that is short and sweet for this week's When God Shows Up message, delivered by Pastor Lori Shimabukuro of the Wahiwa campus, titled, Born to Bond.
Growing up, one of my favorite games was a game called German Dodge, or what some might call Shambao. Ever play that game? I loved it because you always had a second chance. See, the object was to eliminate the players from the other team by hitting them with the ball without getting hit yourself. Because if you did, you were out. You went to jail. The only way to get out of jail is if someone from your team would claim you as one of theirs by catching the ball and hitting someone from the other team. You were saved. The story is told of a people who much of the time spent their lives in a jail of sorts. They were enslaved. Like us as kids playing Shambattle, they needed a savior. The crazy thing is that if we look at their history, we will see them traverse back and forth between jail and freedom. Sounds familiar? Good-hearted folks who really wanted to maintain freedom, but on their own, just couldn't. Why? Well, it has to do with the fact that we were meant to bond. Babies bond to their mothers, friends bond, spouses bond to their husband or wife. While those are bonds of the earth, there is an unmatched heavenly bond that you were born to make with your Creator, God. We were born to bond, not to everything, but the one thing, God. As a result, we hunger and crave that bond. Without it, we will bond with every temptation to fill the void. Ever have a craving to eat something that you can't satisfy? What do? Graze through a bunch of snacks. At the end of it all, you're still what? That's right, craving. This is what happens when we fill with everything but the one thing our soul wants and needs, God. Now I know for some of you, you may be thinking, I don't even know if I believe in Him. I get it. You want to be sure if you believe before you say you do. But here's the thing. You and I know you've tried a lot of things besides God. I did. Told you. I get it. Let me ask you, how's it working for you? If you're tuning in, it's probably because you want more. For me, I needed more. I needed God and His Son, Jesus. But I don't expect you to believe me. So before you tune out or turn off your feed, let's continue. So remember, we were born to bond with God. But what happens when we bond something or someone other than God? Well, that's called bondage. This is where habits and addictions come in. This is where hurts are triggers for those habits, and this is where the enemy will tell us how hung up we are that we end up in bondage to the lies. And while we may feel earthly pleasure along the way, we are deceived by our seeming independence. We are in fact captive to the enemy's deception, and we will never be truly satisfied. That's Satan's trick. That's his plan to make us believe that we are in control when in actuality, those earthly things we have bonded to control us. We are in bondage. Jesus would be fresh from being baptized in the Jordan. He could still hear his Father's voice when he is driven into 40 days of solitude and what is described as the wilderness. Tempted by every temptation and deception that Satan could throw at him, Jesus drew near to God the Father and resisted the enemy and remained victorious. Is it any wonder in the very next chapter of Matthew's book, Jesus would share a description of how to have a blessed life, and that it would begin with, "Blessed are you." We can summarize all of the Beatitudes this way. Blessed are those who are at the end of themselves so that the Lord can be large and in charge. It is when Jesus bonded to the Father, he could powerfully resist temptation. It is only when we bond to our Heavenly Father that our hunger will be satisfied. Are you bonded to God? What other things could you be bonded to? It's here we meet for Celebrate Recovery on Monday evenings. Prior to the season of social distancing, we met in person. For now, we meet online. But it is here that individuals from all walks of life, regardless of social or financial status, gender, age, marital status, they can come to find freedom from those hurts, habits, and hang-ups they may have bonded into life aside from God. Here, many of us are able to overcome their bondage and experience the peace and hope found only in Christ Jesus. I don't know about you, but for me, this season of social distancing, well, for the first couple of weeks, it was great. Kind of fun. I got to spend time with the kids. I got to clean up. I purged and really discovered those things that give me joy. But then came week 3 and I noticed I was struggling. I felt lazy and my focus was everywhere and yet nowhere. I was snippy at the littlest things and the things that I can usually dismiss, well, I no longer wanted to tolerate. Even getting into the Word became difficult. At the height of everything, several members of my family called me controlling. What? Me controlling? The control monster had returned, and I couldn't control what was going on around me. So what I did was I began to control those things and people I felt I could. See, I knew this monster well because it had been with me most of my life. And I could feel some of the triggers, former behaviors, the insecurities and distractions and escapism creeping around. I realized I was in the wilderness. But rather than doing things God's way, I did it, well, you guessed it, my way. And in the process, alienated a part of my family. It is here you have a choice to go your way or God's way. And in that season, I bonded to the lies of control rather than bonding to the peace of the Heavenly Father. In the midst of the crazy, I was reminded of something Paul wrote. In Galatians 5:1, he writes, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." In other words, God was saying, "Look, girl, you're out of jail. You've been saved. Don't go back letting yourself bond to anything but me." That's how we make him Lord of all. Which reminds me of another great saying, if Jesus isn't Lord of all, then he isn't Lord at all. You being here today is no mistake. Jesus is calling you. Last week, Pastor Mike spoke about what happens when Jesus calls. We are introduced to the great designer and asked to see ourselves through his eyes. This week, he is taking all our temptations, our hurts, our habits, our hang-ups, our failures, and is helping us to be rid of the bondage so that we can walk in freedom. The first step is to admit that we are powerless sinners. Then believe that he is one who can save us, and then confess our faith to him. Then would you consider connecting into a small group, worship events, small group ministries like Celebrate Recovery, and other ministries where you can grow in your walk with Christ. Fill out the connection card online and get ready, because in Christ, the best is yet to come. As we close in prayer, would you ask God to search your life now? What are the bondages in your life that keep you from being bonded to him? We were all born to bond. Let's bond with no one else but Jesus. In fact, let's declare it together. Would you join me and pray with me this in your own words? Lord, help me to embrace you and the love you have for me. I need to be saved. So would you come into my life and dismantle every lie? Remove every stumbling block the enemy would say and set to trip me up. Lord, have your way in my life, so I may walk in your spirit and freedom, not just in this lifetime, but for all eternity. Amen.
What a great message. We are so grateful that you joined us, and we really hope that God spoke to your heart today.
So join us next week. Until then, take care. God bless. We miss you. We hope to see you guys again in person soon. We love you. God bless. Bye.
Bye. Say bye.